This is Community Connect, presented by Tampa General Hospital. I'm Caitlin White, and joining me is Dr. William Hudson, a child and adolescent psychiatrist at Tampa General Hospital. Dr. Hudson, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about your medical specialty and what types of conditions you treat, and also how you treat them as a child and adolescent psychiatrist?
Absolutely. So I am a child and adolescent psychiatrist by training, meaning that I went to medical school and then did a specialty training residency in general psychiatry, and then subspecialty training specifically in child and adolescent psychiatry. On top of that, psychiatry predominantly is about the medication management of mental health conditions, conditions of thought. That being said, part of being a psychiatrist is to determine when it's appropriate to use medications, when it's not appropriate to use medications, or in combination with other treatments such as psychotherapies.
Now, we hear the terms Tourette's and OCD used in conversation, but what should people really know about those conditions?
So starting with OCD, I think a lot of people throw out the term in conversation, oh, my OCD made me do this. My OCD made me maybe clean my room. And that's not really, really accurate. That is more about a personality trait. That's something about who you are, that you want to be clean, you want to be organized. And what you said was OCD is really like an inner drawing to help you be who you are. What obsessive compulsive disorder is that's referring to these sticky, intrusive thoughts that are what we call ego dystonic, meaning that this is not who you are, these thoughts are not who you are, and they're just kind of clouding your mind. So OCD's, it's more prevalent, it's more obvious to others when it's involving ritualistic behavior, something that other people can see, such as a hand-washing routine that's repeated many, many times per day, and also much longer than the 20 seconds that would be recommended by the CDC. These rituals could be minutes or hours even. But it could also be internal. It could have these unpleasant thought loops of having to think about a certain thing or having to count a certain number of things. And there's always the sensation that something really bad will happen if you don't complete this mental exercise or this physical ritualistic behavior. OCD can be very distressful, very debilitating, especially if some of these rituals, the examples I just gave, are taking hours to complete and school is being missed, work is being missed because of that. So that is OCD in a nutshell, and that's what we are treating with a combination of therapy and or medications. And then Tourette's is another one that I think is relatively misunderstood. Most people hear Tourette's and they think of somebody shouting curse words or sexually taboo words out in public. And that's called coprolalia. And that is probably the most infamous and stigmatized symptom of Tourette's. But it's only happening about 10% of individuals who experience Tourette's. What it's better described as is a syndrome or a condition of tics. And tics are involuntary, non-purposeful, often sudden movements of muscle groups. And sometimes that muscle groups involves the throat or the vocal cords, and therefore unintended sounds or vocalizations come out. And that gives rise to motor and vocal tics. So Tourette's is a condition in which individuals experience both types of these tics for a year or more on or off. We always want to emphasize that people experiencing tics, these are not purposeful. These are not intentional in any way. Most tics themselves are not harmful in and of themselves, but the social and emotional impact of having these involuntary movements or sounds can be very distressful. And that's why we work so hard to reduce the frequency and intensity of tics through both medications and or therapy.
Now, you practice at the Rothman Center for Pediatric Neuropsychiatry. Can you share more about this particular facility and what sets it apart from others?
Absolutely. So we are a division of the pediatric department at the University of South Florida, Morsani College of Medicine. So we treat predominantly children and young adults, but we can see individuals throughout the lifespan. Our specialties include the Tourette's syndrome we just discussed, obsessive compulsive disorders, and similar anxiety disorders, trichotillomania or hair pulling, skin excoriation disorder, which is skin or nail picking, and other related anxiety disorders. These are our specialties because they have a common neuroanatomical underpinning, but also they have a very similar treatment modality, and especially in terms of how it's treated with therapy, specifically exposure response prevention therapy. So the great thing about the Rothman Center is by having psychology and psychiatry under the same roof, we are able to treat individuals with either or both modalities, because most conditions in mental health do best when you have both of those treatments combined. But some people aren't ready for one or the other initially. Sometimes a child is okay with taking the medicine but doesn't want to participate in therapy right away. Parents aren't comfortable with the ideas of medicine, at least initially, and want to start with therapy. So we're able to work with people, whatever's most comfortable to them and whatever can be most effective for them.
Wonderful. And my last question for you, doctor. When prepping for this podcast, I was looking up the Rothman Center and saw a lot of the acronyms PANDAS and PANS come up while doing my search. Can you tell us what those are?
Absolutely. So PANDAS is a term for pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorder associated with streptococcal infections. So this was a very rare disorder discovered in the late 90s. In which individuals who have recently had a strep throat infection will suddenly develop tic symptoms or obsessive compulsive disorder symptoms, like we just described a little bit earlier. And by suddenly, I mean nearly overnight or within 24 to 48 hours. It's a very sudden, very dramatic presentation. PANS is pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric syndrome. That's a newer term that kind of broadens the definition of PANDAS to also include the possibility of food avoidance or sudden food intake restrictions as one of the other symptoms that can occur suddenly, almost overnight. And PANS was chosen as a term because it also broadens the possibility of other entities besides strep infections as the cause of these conditions. So again, we'd like to emphasize that these conditions are pretty rare and have a very abrupt onset. Sometimes it's hard to figure out if the OCD or the tic symptoms are caused by this or what we would call, I guess, regular or typical OCD and tics, which we don't as well understand the mechanism of how those start. And it's kind of confounding because a lot of people get strep throat throughout childhood. So sometimes these symptoms can be related, sometimes not. PANDAS, PANS, it gives us the opportunity to use additional or different medication approaches for the treatment, but also typical treatments and typical medications for tics and OCD, they also work regardless of the cause. So it's something that gives us another opportunity to find an avenue for treatment.
That has been Dr. William Hudson. For more information, please visit tgh.org. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, subscribe, and follow Community Connect, presented by TGH, on your favorite podcast platform. I'm Caitlin White, and this is Community Connect, presented by TGH. Thanks for listening.